from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Couple of news items to pass along. Brian Reynolds out of the lineup today with back spasms. Is that right, City Limits?
Yeah, per the Pirates, he is day-to-day, and it ends his streak of playing every single game this season unless he goes in as a pinch hitter.
So their horrific lineup is even worse today.
Not ideal, and that lineup is not out yet.
And then Najee Harris went to great lengths to avoid the media this morning. Is there video of this?
There is. There's numerous videos out there. Some saying, forge your own path, Najee, where he did not go down the path, you know, the regular trail, the walking path or the road, whatever. He took the route of going through the grass, walking through all the grass, past the pathways, and instead of going down the stairs to get to the dorm room at the hall, Najee stepped right past a couple of little plants and took the big leap down, basically, instead of taking the stairs, where like the plants are and there's mulch and stuff like that, and took his big suitcases, hopped down, and walked right through the door and not talking to anybody.
New meaning to the Najee leap, huh?
It means he doesn't want to talk, and it doesn't seem like he's going to talk today.
Yeah, that's going to be a story the first time he does, but the biggest story at Steeler camp.
Here's the update. We have an update from Jeff Athorn.
Please.
Najee Harris says that he had a meeting and he is not talking right now. So we'll see if that changes.
He already has a meeting. All right.
I wonder what he's meeting about.
Well, the biggest story at Steeler camp, by far not close, is Russell Wilson. And I still can't believe that he is actually the Steelers' quarterback. And this caused me over the past couple days to sort of dive into Russell's history. Because as I was just saying before we went to break, there's this paradox with Russell Wilson where some want to portray him as a diva, but that completely contradicts his playing style, his approach to the game over really his whole life, where he is a blood and guts competitor who's taken 500 sacks, who's run the ball for 5,000 yards and 30 touchdowns, who's taken how many other hits in his career, and he shows up every single day. He's missed, I don't know, a handful of starts in his whole career. And some of those were because he was benched by Sean Payton, even though he was mostly winning games at that point. So this led me to some people from Russell's history, including one Chad Jameson, who's now the Florida scouting director for National Preps. He's also a Franklin Regional grad who was basically running the recruiting department at the time Russell Wilson showed up at NC State as a very lightly recruited quarterback and a two-sport guy. Chad, I appreciate you joining me today. How are you?
I'm doing good, Joe. How are you doing?
Great. Really excited here about the start of Steeler camp. You're on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You shared some great Russell stories with me yesterday, Chad, when we spoke. Take us back to that time when a pretty notable coaching staff at NC State, Mark Trestman was on that staff, Steve Dunlap, yes. People like that. Steve Dunlap we knew later on when he became West Virginia's defensive coordinator, or maybe before that, I can't remember now. None of those guys knew much about Russell. He was undersized. He gets off a Greyhound bus, and what's everybody thinking?
Well, obviously his film was real good, but didn't know how big he was. So he didn't. I think his only offer at the time, which we talked about, was Richmond. His older brother had played there, and so we brought him in to work him out and see him in person. And we had a few highly recruited quarterbacks that year. Robert Marv was one that comes to mind that I believe went to Miami. But Mark Trestman worked him out, and I remember when he was throwing, we riversided and switches. Switch sides of the field so Russell could throw either against or with the wind. And when I passed Mark Trestman, we both looked at each other. I go, what do you think? He goes, he's the best guy we've had here. I'm like, yeah, no kidding. So, and then that's what eventually led to him being offered. And like you said, at that time we had a pretty good staff. Mark Trestman was there, of course. My tight end, NC State, was I played at IUP as well. So I always have to say I'm an IUP grad. And the Signetti family is who got me into college coaching. So Kurt Signetti was there at the time as well on the offensive staff. So we had Mark Trestman, Kurt Signetti, and Pat Meyer, the offensive line coach, currently with the Steelers, was also there at the time.
Now, you've stayed in touch a little bit, I see, with Russell over the years. And I think what everybody's curious about, because it's not hard to find ex-players in the NFL who don't portray him very kindly. A guy distanced from his teammates, a little bit of a diva, a guy who maybe fell in love with his star power. But you were telling me that people sometimes mistake Russell Wilson's persona, that he's really not that guy, that he's the guy that you met all those years ago. Do I have that right, Chad?
Yeah, I think he's always been and will be the hardest worker. So, I haven't been around him since, college. So, some people change a little bit, but I still think from everything I know and hear from coaches in the league, et cetera, he's still that guy that's the first one there in the morning and last one to leave. And I don't think you can be a successful NFL quarterback unless you do that anyway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Anyway, And a quarterback kind of has to be a diva, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's the star, right?
He's the star. He's got to be the leader of the team. I always go back to, I was having a conversation earlier with a guy I used to work with. The first offensive coordinator when I first went to NC State was Norm Chow. And he would always say that, I would talk to him, and he would always say, with like a quarterback, you can never correct him in front of the other coaches or the team because he's the leader. Mm. And everybody has to know that he's different. And it was always a pretty interesting way to look at how a quarterback has to be treated different. So a lot of times, all quarterbacks, even some people I'm sure said Tom Brady was a diva, right? So, but that guy has to be different. So,
well, when but I look,
also he is the hardest worker, though. I guarantee, even right now, if you ask the coaches on staff there at Pittsburgh, they'd probably say he's a breath of fresh air, first one there, last to leave.
Yeah, you mentioned Todd Rice was the strength coach back at NC State. He would later come to Pitt and work under Paul Christ. And now people know his name because he works, you know, almost all off season or all year round with the Bosa brothers. Yeah. He told you that Russell would be the first guy at the weight room in the morning and last to leave. Yes.
Yes. Yes. It was almost like a, Todd would say, like, it was almost like a badge of honor for Russell that, if one day Todd would show up at 4:50 in the morning, the next day Russell would make sure he's there at 4:45. So he would always be the first one in the parking lot. Mm. He was that type of kid.
He was also a two-sport star, as we know, in baseball. And then, you know, Chad, I think
that actually, sorry to cut in, Joe, but that makes it more interesting because even though he was playing baseball, he was still the first one in the spring, because in the spring he would be playing baseball, but he'd still show up and put in all the hours in the weight room with the football team.
Wow. And I don't think, I can't imagine that people change, right? But the essence of Russell Wilson, that worker, that guy who has a chip on his shoulder because nobody really wanted him out of high school and nobody wanted him in the first or second round in the NFL draft. I don't know. Does that just disappear? Because another part that stands out from his story at NC State, and I gleaned this, which is where I got in touch with you, too, from a piece on NC State Rivals, where it was an oral history of Russell Wilson's time there. His dad, Harrison Wilson III, became very ill when Russell was there, and he would go visit his dad, who had both legs amputated from diabetes. He'd visit him on a Thursday night, make the 2.5-hour drive back to Richmond, and then come back Friday morning and play in the games on Saturday. A heart like that, people do change, but I gotta believe that stays. That just doesn't disappear.
No, it does not. You're right about that. I mean, that speaks to who he is, you know.
Do you remember that when he was doing all that?
Yes, I do. I do. Because I remember, too, his dad would come to the games and at the end there, he would be in a wheelchair, and we would have to let him. We had to get permission from the NCAA, believe it or not, to let him into the our facility where the offices are to watch the games, because he couldn't be in the stadium. So, yeah, but I remember that. But even though that all happened, he was still the same guy on the field. So, you know, he didn't use it as a way to get out of things. Mm. Or get out of practice or anything. He's still always there.
And his dad was a powerful figure. You told me that you'd have some conversations when you guys were trying to close the deal with Russell. You and his dad would have some conversations in the parking lot on the way to his car.
Yeah, it was one conversation that always stuck in my mind, even before Russell Wilson or anybody knew who he was, or even before he was a starter at NC State. But I remember walking to the car with his dad, and he stopped in the parking lot. He said, "I want you to know, my son, I didn't raise him just to be a quarterback. He'll be the face of your university. And I raise him where he could be the president of the United States if he wants. That's what you're getting." And that always stuck with me because it's true. He is that type of kid. Mm. So, or he's not a kid anymore, obviously. But at the time, like I think I was telling you last night, there's certain people that when you meet them, you know they're different. And he was one of them. And obviously Philip Rivers was another one. Whenever you meet them, you know they walk in a room and they're different. So,
Chad Jamison, Florida scouting director for National Preps. played a little football at Franklin Regional and was key in helping run the recruiting department at NC State when Russell Wilson arrived all those years ago. My friend City Limits wants to pop in with a question here, Chad.
Yeah, sure. Chad, when you were first talking to Russell, could you tell that just the high football IQ was there? Is this something that's continued to develop, just his mind for the game and the way that he goes about his business?
Well, you can tell when you just talk to him, he's intelligent, right? And then just based on his, he played at a prep school, which was a very good school. And you saw his junior year stats. I believe it was like, even though the competition wasn't great, he did what he needed to do. He threw for like 3,500 yards and ran for over 1,000. So just that tells you he was something special, because you have to have ability, but also football IQ to be able to do those things. And he never had a problem picking up an offense or anything like that even when he was a freshman right away. So football IQ he has.
Lastly, Chad, you've been an observer of football all your life pretty much, and you're scouting Florida players every day practically. Do you think that this offense suits Russell? Do you think he's primed for a successful year, even as he's turning 36 in November?
Yes, because if you have a good defense, the main thing to do is not turn the ball over. So you need to have a running game, because it's still a game of possessions, even though some offensive guys just want to throw the ball every down to get their name in a paper, but which is fine. But to win games, good defense, don't turn the ball over. And I think we were talking last night about Russell at one point, I think he tied or broke the record NCAA record attempts without throwing an interception. And his touchdown to interception ratio has been pretty good his whole career, and I think that'll transfer to Pittsburgh, and you know that will be big for them. Just not turning the ball over and being able to play good defense puts him in every game, and then being able to make plays and under pressure and when it matters, Russell can do that. So I think it'll fit in perfectly with what they're trying to do on offense.
Well, Chad, I really appreciate you taking the time yesterday and today. The story's up at postgazette.com, and this was great stuff. Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That's Chad Jamison. You can read his stuff, by the way, at National Preps, all the work that he does for them. And what he just said about Russell Wilson is interesting, because when you look at his career, since he started as a rookie in Seattle, there's 1 year and 1 year only, where the touchdown to interception ratio makes you go, what happened there? And I will tell you what happened there. Nate Hackett happened there. And even then, like, the worst he ever did was 16 touchdowns and 11 picks. And that was 2 years ago. And by the way, as Chad explained to me yesterday, Russell was dealing with an injured lat that year that was affecting him. I think he was dealing mostly, though, with an injured offense created by Nate Hackett. That's the worst of it. Other than that, you're looking at a guy. Here we go, City Limits. You ready for his touchdown to interception ratios in his career?
Okay.
26 to 10, 26 to 9, 20 to 7. 34 to 8, 21 to 11, not great. 34 to 11, 35 to 7, 31 to 5, 40 to 13, 25 to 6, then Nate Hackett, and then 26 to 8. And again, I would urge everybody out there, because we had Rob Long earlier from Baltimore, and I know people agree with him, and he might be right. He doesn't know that Russell Wilson's going to last more than a couple games here. But if you don't think Russell Wilson can still play, watch the end of that Bills game from last year in Buffalo against a then relatively healthy Bills defense, I might add, and how he outplayed Josh Allen down the stretch and won that game for them. And it wasn't systematically thanks to Sean Payton. It was improvisationally thanks to Russell Wilson. Watch that. All right. Thank you, City Limits.
All right, Ron.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.